Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Alex Duc, and I'm head of research at Ayrton, that is a design house working in the field of the Internet of Things. We are in France, in Lyon, and we have some expertise in electronic design, RF, wireless devices, cloud application, also machine learning, and we are interested in software-defined radio. And we are also doing research, collaborative research, and the project that I will show you this afternoon is part of them. So I will try to explain what our motivation, why we want to use software-defined radio, and I will introduce the FED4FRIO Plus H2020 project and the wireless testbed for wireless device, RF and cognitive radio at IMEC. I will show how we can use this testbed, how we can access it and deploy your own GNU Radio software into it. And then I will show the first results of our experiments. So we see that software-defined radio is popularizing and the cost of the device is become lower and lower, and software library like GNU Radio is maturing. I see that there is a lot of interest of SDR in academia, a lot of paper, more and more work, more and more guys are using SDR in academia. And so we would like to use it on our own devices and to put what academia is doing and to put it into industrial and commercial products. So we would like to use SDR for fingerprinting, passive authentication, like for pairing, and also localization. So the main application domain that we are targeting is for manufacturing, for wireless bench, or wireless robots, autonomous vehicle in a warehouse, for instance, and also for drone. So we would like to authenticate this device while they are communicating, and also localize them and to authenticate them according to the localization. So for instance, if you have an autonomous vehicle that is moving into a warehouse, we would like to allow it to communicate and to send data only if it's at a precise localization. So we go to the paper and go to the state of the art, and we see that there are relevant papers that is already achieving quite similar tool and quite similar research. And the last one is from the lab where I did my PhD, and we have some guys that's from our team, Thibaut Vial, that also contributes to one of the of this paper. But however, all of this paper does not study real world IoT devices. Most of them doesn't rely on conventional communication protocols. Some of them are not reproducible. Other provide dataset, but it is too small to then study them reliably. Other study fingerprinting, but the node doesn't move, so we can't learn localization. And we would like to do our own experiments using off-the-shelf devices, and we need a large test bed and to collect enough data and do it in a reproducible way. So we go through the different test beds that are available, remote test bed, open test bed, and we see that there is the FED4FRIO Plus test bed, and that is a research project that offer a federation of different kind of test bed across all the Europe. And they also offer a continuous call for SME, so they provide a small funds to allow SME to access the testbed, provide feedback, and do their own experiments on the testbeds. So there are different kinds of testbeds that are part of the Fed for Fire Federation, and so different kinds, so wireless testbed, IoT testbed, CityLab testbed, also big data, HPC testbed, and cognitive radio testbeds. And the one that particularly interests us is the wireless iLab testbed that is close to Brussels. That it provides IoT node, wireless node, cognitive radio node, software-defined radio, and a lot of stuff that we could use. So here is a picture of the wireless iLab testbed. So it's kind of a big warehouse where sensor and wireless node are put across the building. So there are two testbeds, in fact. The first one is a wireless iLab one. It's mostly focused on sensor IoT devices. And the second one, more focused on the software-defined radio, and they also have Wi-Fi sensor LTE devices. So you can also put your own device into it. You can use it for LTE research. You can put your own base station into it and use the hardware that is already in place. And that's this one that we will use because there are robots, there are USRP and a lot of devices that I will show you a bit later. So for the device that they are, for the IoT device that are deployed in the building, so they are Zolertia with 2.5 gigahertz with ultra wideband. There are also Zigbee, and there are also some other kind of sensor from Nordic Semiconductor, but it's only on the wireless iLab 1 and not on the wireless iLab 2. And about software-defined radio devices, there are different kind of USRP and also FPGA. And all of these devices can be remotely programmed and you can access them remotely. And so in fact, each node is connected to a kind of laptop. It's usually an Intel NUC with an embedded PC, and you can SSH to this node, to this PC, and then access the node. There are also different nodes that are mobile. They are put into a robot, and you can control the trajectory of the node. So you can collect data and send data while you are moving the wireless node. So here is a map of the different nodes that are located across